This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba is scheduled to reach Dadelthora today to participate in election campaign. Election Commission urges all sides to concerned to maintain secrecy of voting and ballot papers. Government declares 2-day public holiday on the 20th and 21st of November in view of federal and provincial elections. President Bidya Devi Bhandari stresses need for the active participation of all to eradicate gender-based discrimination. And G20 leaders discuss explosion in Poland. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba is going to his home district Dadelthora today. He is scheduled to attend and address election programs of the ruling in the district. Nepali Congress Dadelthora Secretary Hemraj Chatwal said Prime Minister Deoba is scheduled to address an election meeting to be held at Dewal in Azemer Rural Municipality at 11:30 a.m. today. The Congress has also shared that Prime Minister Deoba will address the election meetings to be held in Baithadi and Ocham districts. Prior to this, the Prime Minister had addressed 7 election rallies in 7 municipalities of the district. There are 8 candidates in Dadelthora along with Prime Minister Deoba for the House of Representatives election to be held in November 20. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has urged the concerned sites to maintain the secrecy of voting and ballot papers of the November 20 elections. He stated that the voters' right to elect the candidates of their choice without any fear and obstacles should be ensured. Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia further said according to the election directives, it will be punishable to financially allure and threaten the voters violating the election code of conduct. He also directed the election officers to manage the ballot papers separately if anyone violates the election secrecy without dropping ballot papers into the ballot box. The chief election commissioner also added that votes on the ballot paper violating the election secrecy would not be counted. Meanwhile, the election commission has issued a 4-point instruction regarding a ban on the use of prohibited goods in polling stations during November 20 elections day. As per the notice, match boxes, lighters, cameras and mobile phones, among others, have been prohibited from being taken to polling centres. The commission made a public appeal to the voters and concerned authorities to comply with the instructions after calling an all-party meeting. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says he is fully committed to abiding by the people's mandate. Addressing an election gathering organized by the Left Democratic Alliance in West Nawalparasi yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba urged all the voters to enthusiastically exercise their franchise on voting day. On the occasion, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda said the alliance will ensure political stability through good governance and development. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has stressed the need for the active participation of all to eradicate gender-based discrimination. Speaking at a program organized by Vaskar Tajasri Memorial Foundation at Sheetal Nivas yesterday, President Bhandari said eradication of gender-based discrimination was needed to ensure holistic development of the nation. The president opined that the policymakers should pay special attention to ending social and financial discrimination against women, as gender-based discrimination was the barrier to development. The government has decided to give a 2-day public holiday for government entities in view of the November 20 elections. The Ministry of Home Affairs issued a notice yesterday announcing the public holiday on the 20th and 21st of November. Home Ministry spokesperson Fanindramani Pokhrel said teaching institutes or schools serving as the polling centres are entitled for the public holiday for 4 days beginning from the 18th of November. Meanwhile, the Trivan University has decided to give public holidays in all subordinate campuses and offices for 4 days beginning on the 17th of November. Works are being carried out to bring the water from Melamchi to the Kathmandu Valley again. Padam Bahadur Kumar, the senior divisional engineer of the Melamchi drinking water project, said works related to clearing up the tunnel and sanitation will begin today. Engineer Kumar said a technical team had been deputed to the project site while roads and the Melamchi River are being diverted for the maintenance of the project. Floods and landslides that hit the Melamchi area last year damaged the project, completely halting the drinking water flow to Kathmandu. Secretary at the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, Vaikuntha Arial, has paid an inspection visit to the Taruni Prasad Koirala Memorial Media Hub in Biratnagar. Radio Nepal's Executive Director Buddhi Bahadur Kesi accompanied Secretary Arial during the inspection visit yesterday. During the visit, the work progress of the media village was reviewed. On the occasion, Secretary Arial directed the officials to complete the remaining work of the media hub construction sooner and lead the service delivery. Likewise, Executive Director KC expressed commitment to providing the services as per the objective of the media hub. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Two people have been killed in Poland after missiles landed near the Ukrainian border, reports say. Polish media and the AP news agency said Russian missiles were responsible, but there has been no official confirmation. According to BBC, Russia's defense ministry denies the reports and says they amount to a deliberate provocation aimed at escalation. The US and all the international powers say they were investigating what had happened. Poland's Bureau of National Security is meeting in an emergency session and is due to give a statement. Meanwhile, as the G20 summit in Bali enters its last day, world leaders are meeting in the sidelines to discuss explosions in Poland on Tuesday, which killed two people near the country's border with Ukraine. The United Nations has said the world population has reached 8 billion people, warning a more hardship in store for reasons that are already facing resource scarcity because of climate change. John Wilmot, the director of the UN's Population Division on Tuesday, said that reaching 8 billion people is a sign of human success, but it's also a great risk for our future. The global population has increased eightfold since 1800, from an estimated 1 billion to 8 billion, largely due to the development of modern medicine and the industrialization of agriculture, which boosted global food supplies. The latest UN projections indicate that the world's population could grow to about 8.5 billion in 2030 and 9.7 billion in 2050. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the eastern and western high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 22 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 9 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbadu Deoba is scheduled to reach Dadeldhura today to participate in the election campaign. Election Commission urges all sides concerned to maintain secrecy of voting and ballot papers. Government declares 2-day public holiday on the 20th and 21st of November in view of federal and provincial elections. President Bidyadevi Bhandari stresses need for the active participation of all to eradicate gender-based discrimination. And G20 leaders condemn Russian invasion of Ukraine. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.